Details now, Member of Parliament for North Tongue, Samuel Okudjetowo-Ablakwa, is demanding investigations into claims that some students in some senior high schools were served with expired rice. The head of the Assurances Committee in Parliament claimed that 15,000 bags of the 50 kilograms contaminated rice were repackaged without expiry dates and distributed to the schools through Free Senior High School Secretariat in February this year. According to him, the FDA alerted in December on the Criminal Act and took action, but the investigations were truncated along the line. Now let's delve into this rather worrying situation and get on the line with the MP who has been giving us details of this. Honourable Okudjetowo-Ablakwa, you're welcome to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7. Well, briefly, what did you find in your investigations?
Well, good afternoon. My investigation has revealed that the National Food Buffer Stock Company clearly conspired with a company known as Lamens Africa Investments Limited, and they used the buffer stock storage facility in Kumasi in the Ashanti region to repackage expired rice. This company, Lamens, which was single source, has no track record, was incorporated in July 2020. They brought in rice from India. The brand is Moshosho Rice, which expired in December 2023. That was the best before date. Seeing that the rice had expired, they then conspired with a buffer stock company to use their premises for rebagging. So they obtained different bags, this time with the inscription ECOWAS, made in Ghana rice, without an expiry date. And they transferred the expired rice into these bags. Fortunately, there was a tip-off to the Ashanti Regional Police Command and the FDA.
Right.
They moved in and sought to prevent the whole criminal conduct from continuing. So the police closed down the place. I have intercepted letters that the Ashanti Regional Police wrote to the FDA asking that the samples that they had retrieved from this criminal enterprise be tested. Will you believe that before the test results will arrive from Accra FDA on the 6th of February, instructions came from above that the expired contaminated rice should be distributed and sent to the schools. So as we speak, all the 22,000 bags of rice that the police sought to contain and confiscate have been sent to the schools. And I have the distribution list where schools, including my own alma mater, Presec, signed and received these rice. You have Boulder Girls receiving, you have Konongo Odumasi, and remember that a number of these schools, including Presec, are the distribution point. So when Presec receives the consignment, all the other secondary schools in Accra, in the Greater Accra region, take their supplies from the Presec storage facility.
Right.
So as we speak, this contaminated rice has been fed to our senior high school students.
Okay, Honorable, if I come in here, you have been saying that the FDA has took steps to investigate this matter, but their investigations were truncated along the line. Have you reached out to them to ensure that this matter is thoroughly investigated again?
So we are at a point where there ought to be prosecution. The company laments, I have intercepted documents where they have admitted to their wrongdoing and agreed to pay a fine, a paltry fine of 100,000 cedis, when you have jeopardized the health of thousands of Ghanaian students. And even the fine, they've only paid half, and they can't be located to pay the rest. Can you believe that? And what makes this whole scandal so frightening, so traumatizing, is that the FDA results show that the rice was so contaminated. It had insects. It had a very high fat acidity. And medical doctors who have seen the FDA test results say that this rice should have been destroyed. It's not even good for animals.
Well, Mr. Blakwa, you are MP and head of the Assurances Committee in Parliament. What further steps are you taking on the matter?
So, we have discussed, we've had a meeting with the leadership of our caucus. I've also had discussions with the leadership of the Education Committee and members of my committee. We are collaborating on this. We are immediately demanding that the IGP arrest the directors of Lamens Investment Africa Limited. And then we are demanding questions. Why? We are demanding answers to these questions. Why is it that the FDA, the Ashanti Regional Police Command, their work was truncated, orders from above, and they were not allowed to destroy the rice? We need answers. Why did the food and buffer store company conspire with Lamens to use their premises for this criminal enterprise? Why did the food and buffer store company not register their premise, their storage facility, with the FDA as the Public Health Act at 851 requires? So if you look at the chain, there's so many institutions who have questions to answer, who have let our students down, have let parents down, have let the Ghanaian people down. And in the next few days, we are going to be demanding answers to these questions.
Right. Thank you so much. And you heard there Samuel Okudjetoa Blakwa, who is Northtong MP and head of the Assurances Committee in Parliament. Well, we've also tried to reach out to the FDA and the Buffer Stock Company on this particular issue, but we've not been able to reach them. We'll still keep an eye on this developing story. Now, moving on, the National Health Insurance Authority estimates an annual expenditure of 40 to 57 million cedis to provide free dialysis treatment for kidney patients, with the program set to begin on December 1, aimed at supporting over 1,200 patients with end-stage kidney disease. The initiative has raised sustainability concerns. However, NHI CEO Dr. Da Costa Abuaje assures Joy News that the program will not impact the financial stability of the scheme.
In Ghana here, in a million population, about 24 patients do have end-stage kidney disease.
24 out of a million Ghanaians.
24 out of a million Ghanaians.
Mm-hmm.
You will get about 1,250. Not all patients on end-stage renal disease or renal disease do the dialysis. So the range is between 20 to 57, but we've settled on 40 million because not all of them will need the dialysis, okay?
The funding.
The funding. So our budget is 6.8 billion. Okay? We have been capped like 20%. Okay? So, just work 20% of the 6.8 billion is what? About 1.3 billion. So, what is 40 million to 1.3 billion? It's insignificant.
But that is not your only responsibility.
No, no, no. But
In terms of having a holistic...
Mm-hmm. You see, bear in mind, we've costed all our responsibility now.
Well, Dr. Da Costa Abuaje has also announced government plans to procure additional dialysis machines to expand access to services nationwide.
The package is that dialysis machines will be provided to some centers. Okay. And if you look at the new nephrology unit that has actually been built
at
Kolebu, it has a unit where it's been equipped with dialysis machines. I received a letter from Konfuanoche when we started the pilot that they also needed machines. I also received a letter from Ifiakwanta. I received one from Police Hospital, and I received one from 37 Military Hospital.
Mm.
So when I received the letter, the first point was, so what do we do? Now, we do also have partner support funding.
Mm-hmm.
So I engaged World Bank under our performance for results. And World Bank indicated that, yes, they are prepared to support us. And as we speak, I mean, the letter is with PPA to procure more dialysis machines for those facilities who apply to us, to the extent that Ada, Tamale, and the others will also get some.
Right.
But the government's agenda is that within the Agenda 111, there will be centers and
dedicated for dialysis,
so that patients will not have to travel to long distance, go and sleep in Kumasi or Accra.
You heard there Dr. Dakosta Abuaji, CEO of the National Health Insurance Authority. Now to our election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development, Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, and Potential Real Estate. Your trusted partner in real estate.
Former chair of the Energy Committee of Parliament, Samuel Atachia, has clashed with NDC's Edward Bawa on the NPP's plan to introduce 2,000 megawatts of solar power into Ghana's energy mix. According to the NPP manifesto, this is one of the surest ways to cut Ghana's dependency on hydro and thermal sources of energy towards cleaner and cheaper sources. The Abuakwa South MP explained on PM Express Wednesday evening that the NPP will partner private sector to introduce solar into Ghana's energy mix.
Power of the sun, it's called solar power. It's one of the renewable sources of energy. We are a tropical nation.
Our manifesto is very clear that One of the main pillars of trying to ensure that we have sufficient energy is to go solar. If we're able to do a rollout of solar in the neighborhood of 2,000 megawatts, we'll be able to have the lights on.
Okay, but how much is that going to cost you? Where are you going to get the funding?
Right now, if you pay regard to our financial space, we should never discount what the private sector would do.
But NDC spokesperson on energy, Edward Bawa, described the plan lacking thought. He insists the NPP has no idea what it will take to make Ghana's energy self-sufficient.
One of the most unsensible things that I've ever seen in a manifesto is the fact that the NPP captured that they will add 2,000 megawatts of solar, that's renewable energy, a variable, what do you call it, energy source to our system. Technically, it just doesn't make sense. First and foremost, know that there's this the intermittent nature of renewable energy makes it such a way that anytime you put up a renewable energy, you must have a corresponding conventional plant.
Meanwhile, Executive Director of the Institute for Energy Security, Nana Amwesi the Seventh, says the NDC's initial plan to achieve universal access to electricity in 2025 was not achievable given the current economic difficulties. The NDC has since changed the timeline to 2028, the same period promised in its manifesto. According to Nana Amwesi, the 2028 targets set by both parties are realistic.
Initially, they put out 2025. In the abridged version, but when the full version came, it was 2028.
2028, yes.
2025 is it's not achievable. Quite difficult to achieve. Between 2008 and 2016, the assets grew by roughly 2.3% per annum.
Yeah.
But since then, from 2017, it's been quite low, less than 1.2% per annum. Mm. Just because it is now, we are just left with the last leg of assets. And these are very remote areas, and some are islands areas. Mm-hmm. And so to cross to this point, you just don't need a normal grid. You need to be looking at off-grid connection to the...
Let's head to the campaign trail now. The NDC is optimistic about gaining all 9 parliamentary seats in the Western North region in the December elections. Currently, the NDC holds 6 seats, while the NPP holds the remaining 3. Jaboso MP Kwabena Mintah-Kando is optimistic about a complete takeover for the NDC in the region, citing what he describes as poor governance and a failing cocoa sector under the current administration, which he believes could sway voters towards his party. Max Olagbagba has more in this report.
Hundreds of NDC supporters have gathered waiting for the arrival of the NDC presidential candidate John Mahama. I have here with me Chwabuso Member of Parliament Kwabena Mintah-Kando. Western North Region, Mr. Kando, what are the chances of the NDC?
We are taking 9 over 9.
You have 6 seats out of the 9.
We are taking the 3.
What makes you so convinced?
You can see for yourself, the enthusiasm is very high and government has not performed well, very abysmal.
Can you mention the specific areas where you think the government has failed?
The cocoa industry is gone, it's collapsed.
So you think the NDC will win the 90s?
We'll win all.
Oh, you just heard from Twabosop, Member of Parliament, Kwabena Mintakando.
Maxwell Agbagba with that report. Now to Ayawaso Central Constituency. Voters there are intensifying pressure on political parties to present clear, actionable plans to address their top concerns: a resilient economy, a stronger city, enhanced security, and improved sanitation. Here are excerpts.
This is one of the constituencies that has remained loyal to the Elephant family since 1996. The NDC has never won this constituency. What are the issues on the heart of electorate here in the Ayawaso Central constituency?
If you could remember, during 2016, they campaigned about the economic issues. So it's the same thing you're going to watch, you vote against them out. Because now we are buying KK for here at Circle, 7 cities. The lies is too much. Boss, if I have money on me and I'm experienced doing so, I can even buy a generator and buy in some fuel.
And the economy is very bad, as you can see. We are going to vote based on the economy and the system.
At the moment, as we speak, the system is hot, totally hot. Nobody can get three square meal a day to eat.
Somebody should prompt our vice president that we did not vote for him for what? Digitalization. Apps can't do anything for us. For now, what we need is food on the table.
Away from the street, what are the concerns of market women also here in the Malam Ata market?
The light will, this year for the election, we want us to change the bill for us.
That free exit, me particular, I don't like it because it's more than we pay the school fees.
MPP are buying deer, but in sorry.
There's no way NDC will even get 40%.
I'm surprised he's telling you that I can't get 40% of the vote. The first time I came, I contested as a candidate. I put almost 46%.
Well, this has been your constituency lens with me, Carlos Kaloni.
Right, let's head to the Ashanti region now where Dr. Balmia is campaigning and my colleague Nana Boachi Yadom is on the line with us. Nana Boachi, what can you report?
Well, Mami, see, as I speak to you, the Vice President is going across M4 constituencies on day 9 of his campaign in the Ashanti region. Where we are currently is the Achumahuauma constituency, where he's having a stakeholders engagement. After the stakeholders engagement, the Vice President is expected to hit the streets for door-to-door campaign and then have a mini rally. This will be done throughout all the other three constituencies that will be visited today. And so as I speak to you, chiefs, the clergy, traditional leaders are raising their concerns to the Vice President and getting the response that they need.
Thank you so much, Nana Boachi Yadom. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission is set to initiate the transport of ballot papers for the December elections today, Thursday, November 14. In a letter addressed to the General Secretaries of all political parties, the EC Deputy Chairman for Operations, Samuel Tete, conveyed that preparations have entered their final stages with ballot materials being dispatched to each region under stringent security measures. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Mamisi Thompson. We'll take a break now. We'll return with sports and also the Electoral Commission, as we've already heard, begins nationwide distribution of ballots and also there's fire in Odona Circle.
Even ordinary clothes, I couldn't say. The only thing that left my hand is 2 CDs that I have at my hand. Nothing else. This is the only thing that that left with me.
Everything in the bag. Yeah.
So how much do you have there?
My 65 million. 65 million.
6,500.
Yeah, Ben. The bank right now.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
A
Efia, I've been thinking. Have you noticed the changes in our community?
Kajo, things are really different now. The MPP has really made a difference.
Exactly. Free SHS, healthcare, new factories. It's like a whole new Ghana.
And don't forget, electricity is so much reliable now. I remember when we used to go days without light.
True. The MPP has done a lot to improve the basics.
Ajua is a beneficiary of Free SHS. And now, she is in university.
And that's the kind of leadership we need. Someone who is focused on making things better for everyone. But Efia, still there are a lot more to be done for the development of Ghana.
Absolutely, Kojo. The MPP has shown that real progress is possible.
On December 7th, let's vote to keep this positive impact going. Vote number one on the ballot. Vote MPP for a better and prosperous Ghana.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Welcome out and now for four. A dial is *712# and found no regrets. A side coma investors are a striking gold. A coma health workers are a diagnosis of luck with precision. A side coma that tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. They say a coma passionate farmer on the soon entering containing a joy. A fake to the seamstresser or turning a hard end stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, a coma, if you say your next big win is right here.
Dial *712# and join the luckiest winning celebration. From the 1st of July 2024, dial *712# to keep buying tickets as a group, individual, or even as a community. Win loads of cash and prizes in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Join the winning streak now.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Welcome back. We have sports with Achu.
Well, the Black Stars of Ghana touched down in Luanda last night ahead of the AFCON 2025 Group F qualifier. They are set to train later today at 8 p.m., but that may be inconsequential because Sudan will play Niger later today at 4 p.m., needing only a draw to confirm a place at next year's AFCON. Regardless, Communications Director of the Ghana Football Association, Henry Asante Chum, says they can only be positive.
We are very much focused on the games. We want to go into the games with a positive mindset. That has always been the driving force for this team. We go into games thinking we have to win. We go into games with a plan to win. Unfortunately, we haven't had the results in the last four games. Like you indicated, our chances of qualifying is not in our hands, 100%, but we have to be positive. We will try as much as possible, fight very hard, go to Angola and give it 100% energy and go for the point. If it works for us, yes, we will be happy. And then we will come back home and face Niger with the same attitude.
If, buts, and maybes. Those are the words the Black Stars are hanging on to dearly ahead of today's game between Sudan and Niger.
And we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Thank you, Achu. Now, more than 50 structures at Circle Odona have been razed to the ground by fire that started in the early hours of this morning. Residents there, most of whom live in makeshift wooden structures, told Joy News that the blaze destroyed all their belongings, leaving them with nothing to salvage.
So the fire just started and some people are not around while some people have gone to work. Yeah, like me, I'm the victim of the light too. Everything, I lost everything. I couldn't come out with single pin in my room. Everything I lost it because I want it around. So as you can see, people are stranded. And before fire service came, everything is down already.
My friend called me, he said I should come and do a certain thing. He called me on phone. So I checked the time. The time was 6 o'clock. Maybe I checked the time. So I go forward, make I go check my friend for that work. So when I go, we finish everything. We finish negotiation. He give me the number, the person number, make I go. So I come back, change myself, make you do that. And at 7 o'clock, I come back, everything in the bed. Yeah.
So how much do you have there?
My 65 million. 65 million.
That's 6,500.
Yeah, Ben. The bank fell right now.
Even ordinary clothes, I couldn't save. The only thing that left my hand is two CDs that I have at my hand. Nothing else. This is the only thing that that left with me. So I don't have anything else with me here.
So where do you sleep tonight?
For now, me, I don't know. But the only thing that I know is that when night comes, if anywhere that I see, I can just be there till daybreak. And I don't know anything to do.
Meanwhile, the Ghana National Fire Service says preliminary investigations show that the fire was started due to illegal electricity connections in the area. PRO of the service, Alex King, said firefighters had a hard time reaching the area.
It could be bad wiring, it could be negligence, it could even be illegal connection, because illegal connections were rife, and it ended up putting a lot of risk and putting our officers at a lot of risk, because then when we arrived at the scene, we had to call for ECG assistance to cut power supply to the area. But due to the how rife illegal connections was in the area, our officers had a hard time trying to fight the fire, because then there was still electricity passing through the area, and applying water to it, give them the risk of electrocution. So as it stands now, we've been able to successfully extinguish the fire, and we are investigating to make sure that in the future, such occurrences do not come back again.
AD01 Alex Kinates, PR of the Ghana National Fire Service. And that takes us to MNJ, and Jackie is here. Jackie, you are so excited this afternoon.
Yes, I am. But then before I get to what's actually making me excited, we have Ibrahim Mahama still trending. That's the CEO of Jatta Cement. You know, yesterday I said he's still trending because of his kind gesture towards the little girl who is said to have a kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. And people are still talking about him this morning. But then apart from that, Black Stars. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a match in Angola tomorrow. And people have been talking about it. You know, Ghanaians, it looks like the love for the Black Stars is dead. You, Mami, yes, I'm even sure.
Oh, I don't know whether it's dead.
I'm not even following.
If I'm measuring out of 100, maybe it's love with 1%.
But then people have been sharing their thoughts ahead of the game. And this comment is from Siedu. And he says that, you know, Black Stars is actually one of Ghana's biggest problems. And I think they are leaving the country today is good. And this last comment